2020 Spotify Wrap-Up, I think that's what it's called. Thank you so much to my wonderful fans for sending through the screenshots of Constructing You being the most binged podcast or the most listened to. Wherever I fell on your charts, thank you so very, very much. I'm glad to have you back here with me today. But before we get into today's micro concept, which is on your self-belief system, a quick word from our sponsor. Gantt is Australia's first marketplace and directory of construction consultants and industry experts. If you are a small consulting firm or a freelancer, Gantt helps you find the tender offers from top-tier builders in Australia in a wide range of services, saving you time and money. If you are a builder, you now have access to the best independent construction consultants in the industry. Signing up is free, so head over to Gantt.com and start bidding. So when you are in the process of constructing you, one thing that you have to be very, very conscious of is your self-belief system. Well, let's start off with what is your self-belief system? Your self-belief system is the programming within you in which you assess what is true and what is not. It is the filter in which we perceive opportunities. It is the filter in which we think what is actually possible for us. Now, one of my core beliefs is that we have unlimited potential. We can actually do anything as long as we first and foremost construct ourselves from the inside out. And for the better part of 3 decades of my life, I carried around a whole set of negative beliefs and limiting beliefs, and that translated into the types of results and achievements that I had in my life. Now, in order, of course, to change the results, first you have to change your belief system and what you actually perceive to be true. Now, unfortunately, most people, through conditioning, through society, through culture, through parents, through media, through systems, through processes that gradually over time has worked to completely erode your belief system and for you to actually see what is possible for yourself, you stopped believing it. When did it actually happen? Can you actually nail the point in time, that minute when someone actually came up to you and said, hey, you should stop believing in yourself? Where did you get this idea from? No one has actually ever come up to you and said, look, you should really stop believing in yourself. This is getting a bit too much for everyone around here. That hasn't happened. So you also need to start questioning your belief system and what you're actually processing in terms of your thoughts and your feelings, which in turn informs your actions and results. Because a lot of the beliefs that you carry, they A, haven't been challenged, but they sure have been internalized. I want you to actually think next time that you think, oh, I can't do this, I shouldn't go for this job, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, I shouldn't start a business, I shouldn't invest in a program, shouldn't, actually think, where did you actually get this limiting belief from? Was it self-induced? Probably. You've been convincing yourself of this limiting belief, whatever it is that is holding you back, for so many years, and it has become your version of the truth. So really think about it. Is there any reason why you're still working so very hard to convince yourself that you're not capable, that you're not worthy, that you won't be able to achieve all that you want? Why are you still working so hard to convince yourself of this and to make this the fundamental piece of construction, the fundamental cornerstone of your belief system? It simply doesn't make sense. Now, I'm sure you don't go around telling other people, I don't think you should do this, but you are surely doing it for yourself. Can you see the paradox? It simply doesn't make sense to do this. So if there is one thing that you can actually do differently starting from now, is to first and foremost pay attention to what you actually believe in. Because your conditioning, your programming is going to start coming out when you actually pay very close attention to it. Now, of course, are we our own best people in order to assess this? Not always, because it takes a lot of mental strength and mental muscle in order to start identifying this for ourselves. And I, of course, don't have the ego to say that I figured it all out by myself. I worked, and I still work, with my mentor, Ron Malhotra. And you still have one last chance to sign up for my webinar with Ron Malhotra. We will be giving you the key insights to power up your career for 2021. Because if where you are today isn't where you want to be, what are you going to do about it? Now, someone's belief system as to what is possible, which is certainly inspiring, is that of my next guest. I am so thrilled to bring you my interview with the Managing Director of Lifestyle Communities, James Kelly. James is the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Lifestyle Communities, which develops and manages residential land lease communities. Since beginning Lifestyle in 2003, they have over 20 residential communities in various stages of development and completion, with over 3,500 homeowners living in communities throughout Victoria. Prior to establishing Lifestyle Communities, James held several senior management roles in property and related sectors, including CEO of the Dennis Family Corporation and senior roles with Colesmire, Lendlease and other organizations. Lifestyle Communities is also an ASX-listed company, so we go into a very unique space in the business of what it actually takes going public and what that actually means on a culture and people end. And James gives a phenomenal insight into the culture and the people and performance at Lifestyle Communities, which is truly unique, how this organization is run, how contemporary it is in actually taking the workplace and really not subscribing to existing ideologies which are broken and outdated. But of course, we also go really deep into James's person. And a big part of his success is, well, I could tell you now, or you'll have to find out on Sunday, and how the year has escaped us. This will be the third last interview with an exemplary leader or industry titan on Constructing You for 2020. But before I go, a quick word from our minor sponsors, Shifting Media. Shifting Media is Australia's leading construction-focused 3D media studio. With over 60 clients across the country, Shifting Media have a proven track record of delivering cutting-edge construction logistics plans on a budget. Their 3D solutions for pre-construction help give the team a competitive edge when it comes to tendering. Their simple and effective presentations help communicate complex programs and methodologies with ease. From proposal to submission, Shifting Media has your back. Head over to shifting-media.com and shift your trajectory. Until the next episode, I do hope you have a copy of my number one best-selling book, and here's to constructing you.